Begin the Karan Davim Sechtes Erevin Dav Gimel. Begin on the base. Begin the taste of the Masel. This begins the words of the Gemara. Chalal Sukkatanan. We learned that it's talking about the ear space of the Sukkah. Today's going to explain why in the Gemara Sukkah Dav Dav did we say that if the Schach is above 20 Amos and the Hutzin, as we discussed in the previous tastes, go down within 20 Amos, it's going to be kosher. What do you mean? Based on what we're saying, it just has to go up until the 20 Amos. Because Rabbah was Machadish. Rabbah said that this that a Sukkah that's higher than 20 Amos is going to be possible is the Chalal Sukkah. But the schach itself doesn't have to be within 20 amos. As long as the ear space is not more than 20 amos, it's going to be kosher. So there's taste of Adam in the Sukkah. This is the Gemara says, Sukkah of Dal Medava, Hutz, and Yodin Latoichav, that the thorn branches have to go within 20 amos. It doesn't have to go within, only up until, so the ear space doesn't go above. So there's taste of Red Lava, because it's not precise. The Agab the Nakat Lamal Machav, it's only because when we're saying about it's invalidation, we said above 20 amos. So Kanami, Betoichav, so we say it's about going within 20 amos, Kalema, but what it really means to say is, Betoich Hechshachav. Within the halachic din of 20 amos, but not really within the dimensions of 20 amos, because it actually only has to go up until and not within, because then the ear space will not be above 20 amos. Ketanik says, the Matzah that begins with the Gemara, Tanya b'sayelach, Rebbe Braisa, that supports for you. Chasis has a difficulty, because the Mavi is not really like the Pesach of the Hegel, which the Amma of the Mavi was six tfachim and tight, whereas the Pesach HaHechel was five and loose, and but Taisus comes to address that difficulty. In other words, their contract, because Rav was saying, like we just said in the previous Taisus, that a Sukkah that's above 20 hours is going to be possible, means the Chalal HaSukkah. And says Rav Papa, I'll bring your Raya. From the Brice that says that a Mavid that's above 20 hours is going to be possible, because it's more than the Pesach HaHechel. Ah, Pesach HaHechel is the Chalal itself, because the thing on top of the HaHechel was above 20 hours. So you see, like Rav is principle that it's Chalal. And that's his body says Avagav the Hechel ba'am ba'shisha. Though the Amos by the Hechel was the large Amos, the sixth Tvachim Amos. Whereas regarding the 20 Amos of the Mavai, there are those who want to say that it's five Tvachim Amos, which are the small Amos. And therefore, if you're going to learn out from the Hechel, how can you say that from that regarding the Mavai, which that then it should be six Tvachim Amos? Says Taisus, Hacha Ravaka. You're right here, Rav Papa. Who's he going on Rava? He's saying I'm supporting you. Deishle, come on. The Gemara brings later on. Deishal Mavi, Nami Ba'amav Ashisha. That he says that the Amas of the Mavi are six Tvachim Amas. So it's exactly like that of the Hechel. Ah, he says Vavakav Dehinat Tevis. Although the Amas of the Mavi, even according to Rava, so although it's six Tvachim Amas, not like Abaya, but they're still tight, the smaller type of the six Tvachim Amas. Says Taisus, Shemeshal Hechel Nami Tevis. Maybe the Hechel was also the tighter six Tvachim Amos. But then Tez says, Inam, you could even say Afil Abaya. That actually, even according to Abaya, that he holds that the Amos of Mavi were five Tvachim Amos. Even so, it wouldn't be difficult this that the Bryce is learning out the Pesach of the Mavi from that of the Hechel, even though the Hechel was the six Tvachim Amos, because you could say that this that the Bryce says, like the opening of the Hechel, is L'saman Ba'am Nakalin Amos. It's only as a sign to recall for regarding this halach of the Amos that we're saying that it's only up until 20 Amos. And it doesn't mean exact like the Hegel, because we said that the Hegel, it was six Tvachim Amos, and they were talking about five Tvachim Amos, and Avam would come welcome, but still, Maisi, we could still bring Kamaisha Hegel, Chalol Yasam Amos today, just like the Hegel. You're right, they were different Amos, but by its Amos, it was just the Chalal, Achanami, Mavi, Ba Amos today. So to the Mavi, regarding its own Amos, which is, yeah, five Tvachim Amos, but it's also regarding the element of the Chalal, and therefore that could even be a Raya, even according to the interpretation of a Baya. That Rav Papa is coming to support the teaching of Rava. Next says the Master begins with the Gemara, Kamanda Amabarba. Like the Mandama that says, Fort Tvachim, which Chasis proves that, however, it has to be actually a little bit more than Fort Tvachim, and also tells the difficulty, because Abai himself actually holds that it has to be four Amos, not Fort Tvachim. And Tais resolves that. Because Tais says that it cannot be literally, like the Gemara says, as a different Master, like it's going according to one who says that the length of the Mavi is Fort Tvachim. Rather, Pirusha means to say Umashu Yaisin a little bit more than that. Why? Because the Ein Pesach Pachas Medalit, an opening is not considered less than four Tvachim. Now, if the opening of the Mavi is not four Tvachim wide, then it's like closed, and you wouldn't even need a Lech Avukar. Here they were saying you need a Avukar. Obviously, we're talking about that the width is at least four Tvachim. And if that's the case, Vila have Umashu Yaisin, if the length wasn't a little bit more than four Tvachim, you can have Arka Yaisal Rachme, then the Mavi is not the length more than the width. And then, Ve'in and Nitab Lech Avukar, then it's not permitted with a side post on the cross, because I mean, like, come on, like the Gemara says later in the Hayam and Al, for the Mavi to be permitted with Lech Bekari, you have to have the length more than the width. So obviously, it doesn't mean exactly the length of four Tvachim, it means a little bit more than that. Then Tais has a difficulty. This is what the Gemara is explaining. for Abaya, and the Gemara is saying like our Tezdev Masel that he's going like the Mandam who holds that the Mavi is for Tfachim. Even though Abai himself, the Gemara brings later on, the Meshach Mavi B'Dalar Amos. He says actually the dimension of the Mavi is four Amos, not four Tfachim. So how are we saying for him over here, four Tfachim? So the Gemara, Hachali with the Rav Nachman coming. Right. Here Abai is, we had a Machlik, is Abai and Rav in Rav Nachman. Abai is saying, Rav Nachman, that in Rav Nachman would be going that the Meshach of the Mavi is four Tfachim. But you're right, Valelis really, Abai does not hold like that. He actually holds that the Meshach of the Mavi has to be four Amos. Next is the master begins words of Ikari Tufin, but you have the halacha of being continuous the Lakula Bahula where it comes to the leniency regarding Kalayim. So the Gemara, oh, could Rabban Nami Karamhab will go like Rabban who say that it is considered a vineyard. Which is a difficulty, because Taisa says we do find actually that the Amos of Kalayim would be as a leniency. And Taisa resolves it because the Gemara brings that regarding the Amos of Kalayim, there it's we measure it with six Tvachim Amos. Because regarding Kalayim, that would be a stringency when you do the larger one, which was regarding Mochela Karam and the Karachas Akerem, another Gemara says, what do you mean, regarding the law of Ritzuf? I mean, that's a leniency when you do it with the larger Amma. So the Gemara says, you're right, Abai is going according to Rabbanan, that according to them, we don't have Halacha Ritzufin, and therefore we don't have that leniency. But then this is a difficulty, but if you're going to say, there's a different leniency. We have this, that we're learning the Mishnah, the climb of the fourth peg of Gedish and Nevritzah, regarding the wall, there was a breach. So, Agir Amas Hareika Pesach, if the breach is up until 10 Amas, it's like an opening. But it's more than that, then can Negar appear to us then. Okay, now it's not separate anymore because the wall's not considered as a mechitza anymore. Opposite the area where it's breached, it's going to be forbidden to plant over there some other types of seeds. Now, if you can use the large amos over there of 10 amos, that's a leniency. So, because you're going to be able to plant there opposite the breach. So, it's telling you, what you have to say is, yeah, the right amos come. We're talking about, as a lot of the answers in Agamar, when we said that the amos have climbed on the sixth Tvachim amos, we meant the majority of the amos, which was like the second answer in the Gemara. And you're right that regarding the wall that was breached, then you would have to use the smaller types of the amos. So next is the master begins words the Gemara, Krabban, like Rabban, the Amri Karim, but that they say that it's a vineyard. Which says it's difficult because we find actually that Rabban would agree to the law of Ritzufin until it resolves that because the Gemara says, we find a Kalayim that when you do the Amabashish, it's going to be leniency because you find regarding the Karim that if it doesn't have a space of four Amas between each row, it's not a Karim and you're allowed to plant over there. And if you're going based on the six Tvachim Amas, it's a leniency. The Gemara says, you're right, we're going like Rabban. We disagree, they don't hold the law of Ritzufin. And therefore, it's going to be a kerem anyway. And that is bothered. It says, Avagav Rabban, the Maiden will have a kerem, although there is cases the Rabban agree that it will not be a vineyard. Where do you find that? And therefore, even according to them, would be leniency. In the situation where if you're going to say this concept, which Rabban is saying, that if you view the middle ones as if they're not there, that you're not going to be left with two facing two and a fifth one going out like a tail, then they say you don't say this halach of Roin Esametzayim. So then it's back difficult on Abaya. We find the Klima Amavash Shisha is going to be leniency. In that case, the Ritzufim, which the Rabban agree that you would say, and that it's not going to be a Karam, and the Rabban would agree. So you see it's a leniency because you get the larger space. It says, Taisus, Abaya lo Ari il ba'amash shoshkum b'feirish. You're right, Abaya was only talking about the halachas of Amis that apply to Mavoy and Sukkah and Kalayim that were mentioned explicitly in some type of a Tanoic source. But not some amas that are only inferred from their words. And therefore, the amas of Ritzufim, that was that which the Rabbanim would agree to, is not explicit in the Mishnah. And therefore, that was not included in the Abaye statement. You're right. Over there, you're right that we would have to say the smaller ones according to Rabbanim. Begins words of the Gemara. All the amas that the sages said, he holds his ba'ama v'ashisha. Rabbi had said that all the amas, not like Abaye, that some are five Tvachim Amas, some are six. They're all six Tvachim Amas. So Taisus comes to explain why this is not difficult from the Ami Yisrael and Ami Yisrael that we're going to see later on. That says Taisus, that we find that they are five Tvachim Amas. Says Taisus, Rav is not talking about those which the Pasuk explicitly mentions that they are five Tvachim Amas. Like we'll see in the next daf, like that of the Amma of the foundation Mizbeach and the Amma of the ledger goes around, where then we learn explicitly from a drasha that they are amavas chamisha, but everything else that doesn't say explicitly otherwise would be that are amas bas shisha according to Rav.